Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Water 4. Zero, the Past, Present, and Future of the World's Most Vital Resource by David Sedlak is a nonfiction work of environmental history and urban infrastructure analysis. Written by a leading civil and environmental engineer, the book explains how cities have obtained, cleaned, distributed, and disposed of water across successive eras of technological change. Sedlak's purpose is not only to describe the past, but to show why modern water systems are under strain from population growth, pollution, climate stress, aging infrastructure, and rising expectations for reliability. The book frames water supply as a foundational system of civilization and argues that future progress will depend on rethinking centralized networks, expanding water reuse, and treating wastewater, desalination, and decentralized treatment as parts of a more resilient urban strategy. It is both a historical survey and a forward-looking policy and engineering argument. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how urban water systems evolved through three major revolutions. A central idea in the book is that urban water infrastructure did not develop all at once, but through three broad revolutions over roughly 2,500 years. Sedlak uses this framework to show how societies moved from early systems that relied on local sources and basic conveyance to large centralized networks that brought in cleaner water from farther away, and then to modern sanitation and treatment systems that protected public health by separating waste from drinking water. This historical structure matters because it reveals that water systems are always responses to specific social and technological pressures, not fixed necessities. Sedlak's point is that the current model, though successful, is not the final stage of development. By tracing the logic of each revolution, he shows that today's infrastructure is the product of past limits and choices. That perspective helps readers understand why present-day cities face not just technical problems, but design assumptions that may no longer fit changing environmental and demographic realities. Secondly, why aging centralized infrastructure is struggling to meet modern demands, Sedlak emphasizes that the familiar urban water model is under growing strain. Many cities still depend on large centralized networks built for earlier population levels and different environmental conditions. Yet those systems now face aging pipes, energy costs, contamination risks, and pressure from more variable rainfall patterns. The book does not present these problems as isolated failures. Instead, it connects them to the scale and rigidity of traditional infrastructure. Centralized systems can move enormous volumes of water efficiently, but they are expensive to expand, difficult to adapt, and vulnerable when one part fails. Sedlak's analysis suggests that the challenge is not merely to repair old assets, but to rethink the whole service model. Water utilities must confront the fact that their mission is broader than selling more water, since conservation and reliability may reduce consumption while increasing value. This topic is important because it clarifies why 20th century infrastructure logic, built around unlimited growth and one-way flows, no longer matches the conditions of 21st century urban life. Thirdly, the rise of wastewater reuse, seawater desalination, and other unconventional supplies. One of the book's most distinctive themes is the movement toward water sources that were once considered unusable or undesirable. Sedlak discusses wastewater effluent, seawater, and advanced treatment as increasingly important parts of urban supply planning. The significance of this shift is that cities are no longer relying only on distant rivers, reservoirs, and groundwater, which are often overused or politically contested. Reuse and desalination expand the portfolio of supply options, especially for regions where traditional sources are limited. Sedlak treats these technologies as practical responses to scarcity, not as futuristic curiosities. At the same time, he recognizes that they involve trade-offs in cost, energy use, public acceptance, and treatment complexity. The key argument is that urban water security will depend on diversification. Instead of assuming a single source can meet all needs, cities will need systems that combine purification, reuse, and alternative supply pathways. This is a major conceptual shift because it reframes wastewater from a disposal problem into a resource stream and makes water quality engineering central to supply planning. Fourthly, decentralized water systems as a response to resilience and sustainability, Sedlak argues that future water systems may need to become more decentralized, especially at the neighborhood or district level. Rather than relying exclusively on one giant network to collect, treat, and distribute water for an entire metropolis, smaller scale systems can provide localized treatment, reuse, and redundancy. The value of this approach is resilience. If one district can recycle water or draw from an alternative source, the whole city is less exposed to failure. Decentralization can also support sustainability by reducing long-distance transport, enabling tailored treatment, and matching water quality more closely to actual use. Sedlak does not suggest that central systems will disappear. Instead, he presents decentralized infrastructure as a complement and corrective to the limits of scale. This topic is important because it changes how readers think about urban utilities. The question is no longer only how to move water efficiently, but how to design systems that can adapt, recover, and reuse within a more circular urban metabolism. That makes infrastructure planning less about uniformity and more about flexibility. Lastly, why the next water innovations may emerge from cities under the greatest pressure. Sedlak closes the book's forward-looking argument by suggesting that the next major wave of innovation will probably come from places facing the most acute water stress, often in developing regions. This idea is important because it reverses the common assumption that advanced solutions originate in wealthy cities and then spread outward. In Sedlak's view, the cities dealing with shortages, contamination, rapid growth, and weak infrastructure are often forced to experiment first. Their constraints can produce practical, scalable ideas that later influence broader urban practice. This is not simply a prediction about geography. It is an argument about how innovation works under pressure. When conventional systems fail to meet needs, institutions are pushed to adopt reuse, alternative supply, and new service models sooner. The book therefore treats water crisis as a source of institutional learning as well as risk. By shifting attention to developing country cities, Sedlak broadens the conversation beyond the usual examples and reminds readers that the future of water management may be shaped by necessity, not by the most affluent contexts. In conclusion, Water 4.0 is best suited for readers who want more than a technical overview of water engineering. Environmental engineers, urban planners, policymakers, sustainability professionals, and general readers interested in infrastructure history will all find value in it. Its main benefit is that it gives readers a coherent framework for understanding why water systems evolved as they did and why current models are reaching their limits. The book is especially useful for anyone trying to connect public health, engineering, ecology, and urban growth in one picture. What makes it stand out from many books on water is its combination of historical depth and forward-looking engineering realism. Sedlak does not treat water scarcity as a purely alarmist issue, nor does he offer simple fixes. Instead, he shows how reuse, desalination, decentralization, and utility redesign fit into a larger transition in how cities manage water. That balance of historical analysis, systems thinking, and policy relevance gives the book lasting value in its category. It is a strong choice for readers who want to understand both where urban water infrastructure came from and where it may need to go next. If you would like to support David Sedlak, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.